بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال رجل لا تصدقن بصدقة فخرج بصدقته فوضعها في يد سارق فأصبحوا يتحدثون تصدق على سارق فقال اللهم لك الحمد لا تصدقن بصدقة فخرج بصدقته فوضعها في يد زانية فأصبحوا يتحدثون تصدق الليلة على زانية فقال اللهم لك الحمد على زانية لا تصدقن بصدقة فخرج بصدقته فوضعها في يد غني فأصبحوا يتحدثون تصدق على غني فقال اللهم لك الحمد على سارق وعلى زانية وعلى غني فأتي فقيل له أما صدقتك على سارق فلعله أن يستعف عن سرقته وأما الزانية فلعلها تستعف عن زناها وأما الغني فلعله أن يعتبر فينفق بما أعطاه الله رواه البخاري. حضرت ابو هريره رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man said, I will definitely give some charity. So there was a man that took an oath, and what was his oath? That I will definitely give some charity. Yesterday we explained that when a person takes an oath, it must be in the qabil, it must be in the, with regards to something that is an ibadat. You can't just take an oath that I'll take a walk from here down the road, because that's not an ibadat. You must take an oath in an ibadat like salat, zakat, giving some charity, etc. So this person, or reading some namaz, so this person took an oath that I will give some charity. Now here, this is what you call ikhlas. This person, the story that we're learning today is about ikhlas, sincerity. How powerful sincerity is. How much of power Allah Pak has put in sincerity. So this person said that he took an oath, I will definitely give some charity. He went out with his charity and placed it in the hand of a thief. He went out at night and he placed it. Now he wanted to do it discreetly, so discreetly that nobody knows about it. So he took his charity, nobody must see what it is. Took it and put it in the hand of a thief. He didn't know that person was a thief. He didn't know the person's background. It was at night also. So he took it and he put it in the hand of a thief. The next morning people began talking. Charity was given to a thief. So now the talk went around. Last night something strange happened. The person who was a thief, somebody gave him charity. The man said, oh Allah, all praise is due to you. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise is due to you. Allahumma lakal hamdu ala sariqin. And all praise is due to you with regards to this thief. I will definitely give some charity. But he was sincere. He realized that he didn't discharge his charity. So he said, I will still give it, never mind. So he went out with his charity and placed it in the hand of a prostitute. He didn't know, he thought somebody was at night. Poor person, it happened to be a prostitute. But he was sincere, he put it there in the person's hand. So then what had happened is people started talking the next morning. The charity was given to a prostitute last night. The man said, oh Allah, all praise is due to you with respect to the prostitute. I will definitely give some charity. He was sincere, he wanted to give his charity. He went out with his charity, now third time, and placed it in the hand of a rich person. He didn't know who it was. It happened to be a rich person. Allah Pak made this happen. This was an incident that had occurred in the previous ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning. The reason mentioning is so we can learn and benefit that these were people that had that ikhlas and sincerity. And look what Allah Pak had done and what strength Allah Pak had put in the ikhlas. So anyway, the third night now, the first night it happened to be a thief, next night it happened to be a rich person, third night now it was in the hand of a prostitute. So then people started speaking. Now last night somebody had given charity to a prostitute. So the man said, oh Allah, all praise is due to you for a thief. So the first night was a thief, second night was a prostitute, third night he had put money in the hand of a rich person. So people were saying that charity was given to a rich person. When the people started talking on the third morning now, so he said, oh Allah, all praise is due to you with respect to the thief, with respect to the prostitute, and with respect to the rich person. So that night he saw a dream in which he was told. So this person had seen a dream now that night, in which he was told that perhaps your charity to the thief will cause him to abstain from stealing. So much of ikhlas he had in his charity, that when it was given to the thief, it caused him from stopping to steal. This is the effect of sincerity. Perhaps your charity to the prostitute will cause her to abstain from prostitution. and perhaps your charity to the rich person will cause him to take a lesson and spend from that which Allah Ta'ala had given him. So here we find, when a person has ikhlas, it is not the outcome that is important, it is with what niyat that you give it. It was given to the wrong people, but perhaps because of that ikhlas that he had, it would cause the rich person to realize that, hey, I should be also giving. So Allah Pak would give him the tawfiq to give. And that prostitute would realize that I should stop my nonsense. There are such people out there that are doing things solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the thief, people are actually going out and giving with such sincerity that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop me. So that's why in the dream he had, perhaps Allah Pak accepted it in this way, in another form, that these people would refrain from doing that. There's an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvir rahmatullah alayh, that one father had come to him with his child and told him that, Hazrat, my child likes to eat a lot of gur. Gur is a very sweet, like a very sweet thing that you eat, and it's got a high level of sugar, etc. So he didn't want his child to eat too much of that. So Mawlana Tanvir rahmatullah alayh told his father that, Acha, bring him back after 3 days. So when he brought him back after 3 days, so then he told him, Bacha, the cheese mud cow, they don't eat this gur. So then somebody was there, said, Hazrat, you know, you could have told him 3 days ago that, you could have told the child 3 days ago that, don't eat this thing. Why you waited for 3 days, ask the father to bring him back, and now you're telling him. So Mawlana Tanvir rahmatullah alayhi said, that at that time I was also eating gur. So what I knew, that for my words to have that ikhlas and to have that effect, I can't be speaking something that I'm also involved in. So 3 days I gave up eating gur, and now I'm telling him not to eat it, so the ikhlas and the words also have a different effect. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Whatever we do it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't hope for anybody to come to know about it, and we don't hope for any type of worldly reward. We hope that the reward is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak gives in this world, alhamdulillah. But if Allah Pak doesn't happen, or we don't see it, Allah Pak is giving all the time. Sometimes we don't see it, but definitely a day will come, and the person will see the effects of his ikhlas on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.